Good evening. This is All India Radio, and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the news at 9. The headlines. Delhi police arrests Indian Mujahideen terrorist Ariz Khan, wanted in 2008 Bartla House encounter in Delhi. Union Home Minister calls upon people to remain united to fight against divisive forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to campaign in Tripura tomorrow with just 3 days left for the assembly polls. We'll also visit Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Election Commissioner-led team held a series of meetings in Kohima for the upcoming assembly elections. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani arriving on a 3-day visit to India tomorrow. The special cell of the Delhi police have arrested Indian Mujahideen terrorist Ariz Khan, alias Junaid. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, DCP Special Cell Pramod Singh Kushwaha said Junaid was associated with Atif Amin, who was killed in the 2008 Bartla House encounter and had narrowly escaped during the encounter. He was arrested from the Indo-Nepal border yesterday.
जुनेद पर 15 लाख का रिवार्ड है ये बहुत सारे बॉम्बिंग इंसिडेंट्स में इन्वॉल्व रहा है इसके टेररिज्म की हरकतों का आप अंदाजा ऐसे लगा सकते हैं कि इसके बॉम्बिंग इंसिडेंट्स में 165 लोग मारे जा चुके हैं और 535 लोग घायल हुए हैं इंडो नेपाल बॉर्डर पर बनवासा एक जगह है बनवासा बॉर्डर उत्तराखंड में यहां इस टीम ने इनको गिरफ्तार किया है ये एक्सपर्ट बॉम्ब मेकर है
होम मिनिस्टर राजनाथ सिंह हैज सेड पीपल शुड रिमेन यूनाइटेड एंड फाइट अगेंस्ट डिवाइसिव फोर्सेस Mr. Singh was speaking after flagging off the Jal Mitti Rath Yatra from India Gate in New Delhi today. He said the objective of the Yatra is to strengthen the nation.
यह रथ यात्रा जी निकाली जा रही है तो बड़े राष्ट्रीय उद्देश्य की प्राप्ति के लिए यह यात्रा निकाली जा रही है यह यात्रा कोई सरकार बनाने के लिए अथवा किसी सरकार को बिगाड़ने के लिए नहीं निकाली जा रही है यह रथ यात्रा जी निकाली जा रही है तो राष्ट्र निर्माण के लिए यह रथ यात्रा निकाली जा रही है
The Home Minister said India has a rich cultural heritage and everyone should take a pledge to maintain its culture. Rajnath Singh said India wants to become a powerful nation for the welfare of the whole world and not to intimidate people living in other countries. The Army has expressed concern over youth joining terror groups, saying there is a need to address this trend. Addressing a press conference in Udhampur today, Army Commander, Northern Command, Lieutenant General Devraj Anbu said, Anyone who picks up an arm and is against the state is a terrorist and the army will deal with them. He said social media is responsible for the increase in terror activities as it is engaging the youth at a large scale. He said there is a need to focus on the issue. He said terrorist outfits, Hizbul Mujahideen, Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Toyba are hand in glove and planning attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, but the army is well equipped and prepared to foil their nefarious designs.
They all are hand in glove, whether it is HM, LET or the Jaish-e-Mohammed. So there is no differentiation, I would say. One, they keep jumping from one Tanzeem to other. So for us, we are concerned, anyone who has picked up an arm and is against the state, he is a terrorist and we deal with them.
In Tripura, with assembly polls just 3 days away, high-pitched campaigning is being witnessed with senior leaders of major political parties canvassing to woo voters for their parties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting the state tomorrow to address rallies. Senior Congress leaders Harish Rawat and Prithviraj Chavan are campaigning at various places in the state. CPIM Politburo member Brinda Karat and Chief Minister Manik Sarkar are also campaigning across the state. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be addressing rallies in Sandeep Bazar of South Tripura and Agartala of West Tripura districts. Today, BJP state election in charge and Assam's Finance Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed rallies in Bakpasha and Khowai constituencies. In these rallies, he said, though the left-front government has been ruling the state for the last 25 years, there is no upliftment in standard of living of the common people of the state. On the other side, addressing rally in Kailashahar, CPIM leader Brinda Karat alleged that the current budget presented by the central government has not protected the interests of working class, farmers and poor people. Talking to media in Agartala today, senior Congress leader and former Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Prithviraj Chavan said there is no development in the state and said that the change is needed in Tripura and Congress is the only alternative to the left front. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
An election commission team headed by its chief O.P. Rawat reached Kohima today to review the poll preparedness in Nagaland. The team, also comprising election commissioners, Sunil Arora and Ashok Lavasa, and Deputy Election Commissioner Sudeep Jain held a series of meetings with various political parties, election officials and state police nodal officers. They heard various difficulties faced by them and also reminded them of the guidelines of the Election Commission. Meanwhile, the BJP-NDPP alliance kick-started its election campaign at Mon Town in the state with star campaigners such as Minister of State for Home Kiran Rijiju, Lok Sabha MP Nefeo Rio and Nagaland Unit BJP President Visasoli Longu. Here is more from our correspondent.
Union Minister of State for Home Kiran Rijiju, addressing a rally at Mon District, expressed full confidence of forming the next government in Nagaland. Nephew Rio, who is already elected uncontested from Nationalist Progressive Democratic Party of Nagaland, having an alliance with the BJP, appealed to all intending candidates to work together and strengthen the alliance of the two parties. Addressing the rally, NPF candidate and Chief Minister T.R. Zilyang said, while the NPF are confident of sweeping the elections with a big win, they will continue to stand by the commitment to keep solution first and commit to make way for any new dispensation that would be required once final settlement is reached. Anand Lajamir, AIR News, Kohima.
Nagaland will go to polls on the 27th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Arunachal Pradesh tomorrow. Mr. Modi will inaugurate the Dorje Khandu State Convention Centre at a function in Itanagar. The Prime Minister will also dedicate the State Civil Secretariat building to the nation and lay the foundation stone of the academic block of the Tomal Reba Institute of Health and Medical Science. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani will be on a three-day visit to India from tomorrow. He will have meetings with President Ramnath Kovind and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the visit, both sides will review the progress achieved in the bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Besides his official engagements in Delhi, President Rouhani will also visit Hyderabad. In Sri Lanka, President Maithripala Sirisena will make a special statement on Friday in the wake of ongoing political crisis, as both main parties have claimed to form their own government. A section of Sri Lanka Freedom Party, SLFP MPs supporting the president, today demanded that he allow them to form the government. They called for Transport Minister Nimal Sripala to be appointed as the Prime Minister, claiming that they will garner the support of majority in Parliament. The president has reportedly asked them to show numbers to prove their majority claim. Earlier, United National Party, UNP, led by Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, claimed to form its own government, as SLFP ministers in the National Unity Government demanded Prime Minister's resignation after suffering defeat at the local body elections. More from our correspondent.
It is a difficult situation in Sri Lankan politics after declaration of local body poll results. While some of SLFP ministers are willing to ally with Prime Minister Ranil to form a government, the majority are against his continuation. They have claimed to form a government on their own with support of faction led by former President Rajapakse. However, there is another twist with the 19th Amendment of Constitution, which prohibits President from removing Prime Minister without approval of majority MPs. There are many who are advocating for continuation of unity government, but which way the politics will take turn will be known only over next few days. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
South Africa's parliament will hold a motion of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma tomorrow. The ruling African National Congress, ANC party, signalled its determination to eject him from office after days of stalemate. ANC Treasurer General Paul Mashatile told reporters yesterday that they have now asked the Chief Whip to proceed with the motion of no confidence tomorrow in Parliament so that President Zuma is then removed. The 75-year-old has come under increasing pressure to resign amid numerous allegations of corruption. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hit back after police said he should be charged over alleged bribery cases. He called the allegations baseless and said he is certain the truth would be revealed. A police statement, however, said there is enough evidence to indict him for bribery, fraud and breach of trust in two separate cases. Army Chief General Bipin Rawat concluded his three-day visit to Nepal today. During the visit, he met President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. More from our correspondent.
During his courtesy call to President and Prime Minister, General Rawat discussed about strong bonds between the Indian and Nepalese armies. He also updated President Bhandari and Prime Minister Deoba about various schemes being implemented for Nepalese ex-servicemen of Indian Army. General Rawat attended Nepal Army Day celebrations as a special guest, which was held last evening to mark 250th anniversary of Nepal's unification. He also paid homage at Nepal Army War Memorial. Indian and Nepalese armies have a very close and cordial relations, and there has been a tradition of inviting chiefs during special occasions. Rajkumar, AIR News, Kathmandu.
President Ramnath Kovind has called for avoiding delay in delivering justice, especially to the common man. Addressing a program at the VSSD College Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh today, he said, judicial system is becoming costlier and the delay in justice affects the common man the most. He emphasized on higher judiciary decisions and deliberations made in local languages for the sake of the common man. He appreciated the Chhattisgarh High Court beginning its deliberations in Hindi. Some other courts are also on their way to do it. Earlier, inaugurating the International Conference on Agriculture, AgriCorn 2018, Mr. Kovind said farmers play a major role in nation building. The president said agriculture should be linked with agro-based cottage and other industries.
Krishi Vikas Hetu Indradhanush Kranti desh ke kisanon ke labh ki ek nayi pahel hai. Anaj, dugdhotpadan, pasu palan, evam machli palan, murgi palan, bagwani, resam kit palan ko krishi ke saath jodne ki avashyakta hai. Saath hi kisan ko uski upaj ki uchit keemat dilane mein marketing evam food processing udyog ki bhumika ko protsahan diye jane ki bhi zarurat hai.
Congress today alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party failed in fulfilling its promises made to the people of Delhi as Arvind Kejriwal-led government completed 3 years in power today. The president of the Delhi unit of Congress, Ajay Makin, said promises on women's safety, procuring new fleet of buses, free Wi-Fi, CCTVs and education are yet to be fulfilled by the party. On the other hand, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said his government is an honest one and every penny is being spent for the welfare of the people. He said the government has provided facilities such as electricity, water, schools, mohalla clinics, roads and flyovers to the people of the city. In business news, at the stock markets, the Sensex erased all its early gains to fall sharply in late trade today, but the rupee posted solid gains against the dollar. A report.
The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended with a loss of 145 points or 0.4% to close at 34,156. The Nifty fell 39 points to close at 10,501. At the Forex market, the rupee appreciated 22 paise to 64.09 against the dollar. Gold ended flat at 31,300 rupees per 10 grams in Delhi and Brent crude oil futures dropped 33 cents to trade at $62.39 per barrel. Rangabashyam for AIR News.
Mahashivratri is being celebrated in some parts of the country today. The festival was celebrated in many parts yesterday. President Ramnath Kovind, Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. In Jammu and Kashmir, the authorities today advised the people living in the avalanche-prone areas in Baramulla and Kupwara districts to take precautionary measures in view of the high-danger avalanche warning. The areas under warning include Furkia Z Gully in Kupwara and Gulmarg in Baramulla district. India's Umang app was named the winner of the Best N-Government Service Award in the Accessible Government category. Aadhaar won the Best Emerging Technology Award at the recently concluded World Government Summit 2018 in Dubai, where India had the status of the guest of honour country. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Delhi police arrests Indian Mujahideen terrorist Ariz Khan, wanted in 2008 Bartla House encounter in Delhi. Union Home Minister calls upon people to remain united to fight against divisive forces. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to campaign in Tripura tomorrow, with just 3 days left for the assembly polls. Will also visit Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Election Commissioner-led team held a series of meetings in Kohima for the upcoming assembly elections. And Iranian President Hassan Rouhani arriving on a three-day visit to India tomorrow. And for details of these stories and more, you can log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And that is all in the News at 9. Good night.